I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The state is defending Governor Greg Abbott's recent veto of legislative funding as a bipartisan group of former state leaders, as well as more Democrats, weigh in against the governor. The state faced a Monday deadline to respond to a Democratic lawsuit asking the state Supreme Court to overturn Abbott's veto, which he issued after House Democrats staged a walkout that killed Republicans' priority election bill at the end of the regular session in May. Abbott has promised to bring back the bill in a special session and scheduled one to begin Thursday. He has not announced the agenda yet. The state said in its response, the governor properly exercised the veto power bestowed upon him by the Texas Constitution and acted consistently with this court's precedent. Under the Texas Constitution, the governor has the exclusive power to disapprove any bill. At the same time, three former state leaders filed an amicus brief arguing Abbott's veto is an attempt to intimidate members of the legislature and circumvent democracy. The brief was filed by former House Speaker Joe Strauss, a Republican, former House Speaker Pete Laney, a Democrat, and former Lieutenant Governor Bill Ratliff, a Republican. Another amicus brief surfaced Monday that argued against Abbott's veto and was signed by all 13 Democrats in the Texas Senate, as well as a group of law professors and a few current and former Republican elected officials. Abbott's veto stripped a portion of the state budget that funds the legislature, its staff, and legislative agencies. The budget covers the fiscal year beginning September 1st, and Abbott has raised the prospect that he could give lawmakers the opportunity to restore the funding in the special session before then. Texas GOP Chairman Alan West announced Sunday he is running for governor, challenging fellow Republican Greg Abbott. West's campaign launch comes a month after he announced his resignation as state party chairman. West hinted that he was considering a run for statewide office after he announced his resignation, though speculation had run rampant for months that he was eyeing a bigger job. As state party chairman, he did not shy away from conflict with state leaders, most notably Abbott. Since his election as Texas GOP chair in July of last year, West has criticized Abbott's coronavirus response and sought to push the governor's legislative agenda further to the right. Abbott received his first credible primary challenger in May, when former state senator Don Huffines of Dallas launched a bid against him. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Cultural Trust. The arts contribute $6.1 billion to the Texas economy and employ 1 in 15 workers. Find out more at artcantexas.org.